trying to arrange ourselves here.
Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? Who told the ocean you can only come this far? Who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can catch a falling star? Now I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. All of creation testifies this life.
Same God that sends things in orbit runs to the weary, the worn, and the weak, and the same gentle hands that hold me when I'm broken, they conquer death to this life within me cry. I know my Redeemer, he lives
to take away my shame,
and he lives forever, I'll proclaim.
The
good morning.
Good morning.
Why don't you stand and open your Bibles to Romans 10. We'll begin at verse 13 and go through the end of the chapter. Romans 10, 13. I'll read the first, you read the second, and so on. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?
How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things.
But they are not all of the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, you have believed our report.
So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
But I say, have you not heard? Yes, verily, the word sound begins with all the earth, and their words begins with the world.
But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you.
But Isaiah is very bold, and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me.
But to Israel he saith, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaking people. Let's pray. Lord, we have your wonderful word, and we thank you for it, how clear it is. We thank you for revealing it to us, showing it to us, convicting us, and drawing us to yourself. And I pray, Lord, I know their hearts here, and not all of them are just exactly right with you. And I pray you'd touch every heart and every life, any soul in here that's not saved, that they might be convicted and come to know you as Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Every Christian living in disobedience, the Lord will be brought to a place of repentance. Give me a freedom and ease to speak that only you can give, and I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.